Hey everyone, this is Tanya Milevich and I play Elizabeth in All's Fair. Oh my god, this role was so much fun. I got to really explore a character in a consecutive timeline, so I could really either read the episode from the traditional main character's point of view, Joshua Price in this case. I could listen to it or imagine it in my head that way, or I could look at Elizabeth's point of view, which is the character that I play. So I had a lot of fun just sort of... Okay, when I first got the script, not only was I excited, but I just couldn't wait to see where this would go. Because the audition process was, we would send in a big sample. We wouldn't send in the whole character. So I didn't really know what was going on, personally, in the story when I auditioned. And when I listened to my audition compared to my actual take, it was a lot different. And that's because I got the context. So if I were to just start reading the story from the beginning, from Joshua's point of view, the character would react a lot differently. The character reacts the way she does for a reason. And here's the thing, here's the funny thing, right? When I sat down the first time to record this, I started from Joshua's point of view, from episode one. Because I thought, well, okay, it's got time travel. It's like, what is that one? What is that movie? The Time Traveler's Wife, or... Yeah, The Time Traveler's Wife, I think it was called. And it was painful to watch at certain times, but I really found it inspirational because I was like, okay, well, she's got to deal with her husband coming to visit her from different points of his life. She doesn't know or is prepared for what that means. Everybody changes over their lifetime. That is just the bottom line. We know people change based on their experience, their environment, their course of life, their heartaches and whatever else may have happened in their lives, their big changer moments. So the thing is, she's changing linear, he's changing linear, but it's at different times. And I tried to be mindful of that. So the first time I recorded episode one, it was from a different point of view because I recorded it consecutively. I went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's how I wanted to read the story. But then I realized, wait a second, her reaction is so different in this episode than to the previous. She is having a completely different moment in her life right now. So then I said, okay, I need to figure out the order. I read all the scripts, pieced it together, and then recorded 2 through 6 from that standpoint in the order in which her story appears. Then I went back after recording 6 and I recorded 1. And in Josh's timeline, it may be something like episode 5, right? I don't know. You'll just have to listen and find out. Anyway, thank you all so much for sticking with us, supporting us, and listening. Alright guys, till the next Behind the Scenes episode. Love you all. Bye!